We go first this morning to that announcement by the Minister for Sport, Shane Ross, that he's preparing to bypass the crisis-hit Football Association of Ireland and channel government funds directly to support local soccer clubs around the country. Describing the FAI as a basket case, Mr. Ross last night promised a mechanism to distribute some €2 million to community development officers and their associated programmes without the need to go through the association. On Friday, the FAI revealed net liabilities of more than €55 million, with its auditors unable to declare that the organisation can continue as a going concern. At stake, the future of the FAI, the jobs of its staff, and the work they do with grassroots soccer. Dennis Hines of the SIPTU trade union represents FAI local development officers around the country. A very good morning to you, Dennis Hines, and thank you for taking our call this morning.
Good morning.
Before we talk about Shane Ross's plan and how that might work, can you just remind us of the work that the local development officers do? Who are they? And what role do they fulfil?
Well, I suppose, first of all, to say to your listeners, Brian, that the staff would be paid only modest incomes, but they do tremendous work in the community. What the nature of their work traditionally would have always been that they would work with elite footballers. They would work with clubs, to train clubs, to train the players within the clubs. To work with interleague teams, that would be better known as county teams, to assist the development of county teams, and then to progress players from county teams into regional centres, where that would be more for the elite player. In addition to that, and they have been doing this now for the last decade or more, is they would look after kids and people in social exclusion areas. They would look after kids with disabilities, providing training and little games for whether it's with autism or deafness or special needs, wheelchair bound, and they do a lot of coaching and training there. And they've done it. They've worked it in a way that it's football for all, and they work hard in the community in that. To try and have football for all that everyone can enjoy and families can look on and
We know that, as is the case with many sports organisations, the volunteer effort is hugely important, but the professional input really is what underpins all that.
It certainly is, because, I mean, I coach kids myself soccer now, and I'm not the next Mourinho or Klopp, that's for sure. But I would have a basic knowledge of how to coach and things like that, but these men and women would have, they would be trained to level 7, level 8 degrees. They'd be highly qualified, and they're able to take kids to the next step.
So what are you hearing? What are you hearing now about the potential implications for the work that that these officers do of this crisis in the association?
Well, I suppose for a lot of the staff in the FAI, it didn't really hit home to them until last week that their jobs were really in jeopardy. I suppose the line that has been coming out from management up to now has been, well, if I'm not worried, you shouldn't be worried. You know, we should be okay not to be worrying about this. Don't be over anxious. And I suppose in some respects they thought that, look, it would be all right, but that's not the case, as you are well aware and your listeners are well aware. I suppose over the weekend they've been extremely anxious, concerned, nervous for their jobs and for their families and all, and what's going to happen, particularly on the run into Christmas. It's an awful time.
And have they or you had any communication from the FAI?
They've been made aware that only in the last number of days, that there will be consequences. The nature of the consequences wasn't outlined. And we have sought a meeting now with the association to sit down and discuss exactly what those consequences were that the FAI were thinking of implementing.
And has that meeting been arranged at this stage?
No, it, hasn't been arranged. Mm. We saw it for over the weekend. But having said that, so that's not to say that we'll be accepting whatever proposals that they may come back with.
So what if this suggestion then from Shane Ross floated last night that that the funding for these programmes could be he's looking for a mechanism to channel it directly to those who are working on the ground and bypassing the FAI. Do you see that as possible?
Yeah, well, I do. I've seen how it worked for the women's international team, and it has come with a warm welcome to our staff to the staff of the FAI last night, because I think that what the minister is trying to do here is ensure that the money goes into the grassroots, and that they do protect the development officers, and it won't get lost in the ether somewhere.
And would the figure he mentions, 2 million, would that be sufficient to keep these programmes running?
That would be sufficient to keep the programmes running in the communities in around the country. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't keep the association staff going. I mean, it still falls short for about another 140 workers. But it certainly would go a long way towards helping what's needed now at the moment.
All right. Well, we leave it there, Dennis. Thank you for taking our call. That was Dennis Hines from SIPTU. We're talking later in the programme to a former chief executive of the FAI, Fran Rooney, with his perspective on this. But the time now is 7:20.